Well, hello everyone. It's me, Larry Vader, and I'm sitting here editing this little show, and honestly, I just want to apologize. As with so many things, technically, it's all ruined. For some reason, my computer, which is basically brand new, and my microphone, which are basically brand new, aren't playing nice together. And so it sounds like I'm yelling this entire show, even though I had the microphone volume all the way down, the gain that is, and all the correct settings, always where it's been. So I'm basically whispering right now from about 5 feet away, and it still sounds ruined. So if you can't listen to this, all good. We will do something about it before next week. I think I'm just going to return it and go back to the old school way of doing this. But again, thanks for listening, everyone. And hope to be back next week even better. Well, that's not hard, is it?
What's that smell?
Oh, Big Fatty. Big Fatty, hi. Hi, it's Sunday. I think it's time to record the little show.
No, it's Tuesday.
Oh, well, see, here's the problem. I haven't left the house in like 16 years.
So you're just going downtown is what you're saying.
Yes, except I don't have the downtown music.
Oh, I have it.
Well, that's basically my house for
Anyway, that smell—it smells like a nursing home.
No, Granny's not here. No.
Who?
Granny? He's not here. No.
Do you not smell it?
No, because I just took a shower.
You must have the COVID. Play the music. Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Vader, and this is your show,
Larry Vader. And just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty!
Oh, Lord. I'll take that as a...
And I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
Can they hear me talking?
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on?
Yes.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Little Fatty Cast for Tuesday, the 18th of August, 2020, in the holy year of Miss Dolly Hortensia Lavatria Parton. I am your host, the one, the fat, the only, Mr. Larry H. Vader, that's...
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Larry H. Vader, and ruining it before it even got started, it's the other person who's here.
Young Nicholas is with us today. Also.
Well, I was going to say today we have a live studio audience.
Oh, excuse me. Hi, everyone. Is there anything else unusual about today's little show?
Big Fatty, we have a live studio audience today.
A live studio audience?
Yeah. And so I believe this is probably not the first time, but it's the first time since we started again that there's been a live studio audience.
Well, you know, probably back in the old days, we probably had someone like, back in the old days, it was Miss West.
Did Miss West ever see the live recording?
I don't know, but, you know, I'm sure Chris from Tennessee he was just Chris from Tennessee back then.
Well, in New Jersey, he was driving me around in Tennessee. We have Buff.
Buff.
Yeah. Buff was there for the as our studio audience member, and I believe also a little.
Oh, the breeze! Yes, almost hear those.
Well, they were too loud last time.
Oh Lord, that's
Big Fatty! We need to get right to the breaking news.
The breaking news. Oh,
Oh.
The breaking news, he's rearranged the soundboard and he can't fucking find anything.
Breaking news? No, it's actually, I was close. This is working right, much better.
Is this the medical breaking news?
No, not yet.
Okay, here we go.
We have received our first bit of correspondence about the show. It was from the Gravitas. And he said the audio is...
Yeah, he's a pool boy, right?
Cabana boy. Right. He has said the audio is fucking terrible and you're blowing the speakers out of my car.
Well, thank you so much for that feedback. We always do our best to blow something, and in this case, it was the speakers in your car.
Right. So, appreciate that, but...
Oh, we'll just have to gong him off.
Right, exactly.
By the way, that's very racist. I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah. So, Big Fatty, a lot's been going on. I guess we should talk about it.
Well, let's just say this. Now, folks, over the past few shows, we've talked about Vader's detached rectum.
Oh, I was going to talk about I watched the Gilligan's Island reunion from 1978, the rescue from Gilligan's Island.
Let's do the important stuff first. Go ahead.
Yeah, so no, that was it was terrible. It was absolutely awful. And you know, I have to remember a little bit that it was a different time back then.
Yes.
The quality of videography as well as plot. Yeah. So I kept in mind that we took it back.
Those are two words. Two words that have never been associated with Gilligan's Island. Quality.
Right, it's true. And plot. Yeah. So I watched that. That was really the big thing that happened this week. So what about you? What have you been up to?
Well, I've been on a secret mission.
Well, I assume you talked about that on your Monday little show.
I did talk about it on my Monday little show.
So we can jump right to it. I had surgery on Thursday, and
for
my detached rectum, and it went well. I was awake for the whole thing, so talked to the surgeon.
And did it feel like Did it feel very much like recording a Little Fatty Cast, like a stick in the eye?
It was actually much less painful than recording a Little Fatty Cast.
Good.
However, it took about as long. So actually, it took less time.
Before we go any further, let's say hi to Miss Lauren. Hi, Miss Lauren.
Hi, Miss Lauren. Thanks for the well wishes. So...
Did Nessa wish you anything?
No.
Dr. Stone?
I think he texted with a complaint about something.
Well,
but
yeah,
I don't think he...
He was complaining over the weekend that why the hell are there nothing but Sunday drivers on the road on a Sunday?
Right. You know, the surgery, you know, it was early in the morning. I was home. I think I talked to you at like 9:30, 10 o'clock.
Yeah, you woke me up.
So I was already home by that point.
And you look like Captain Patch Eye.
I think we have the name for the show today. Captain Patch Eye. And so, recovered on Thursday. Friday was fine as well. And then I went to my follow-up, and they said things were good, but I had a new prescription because I had a little pressure. And I said, well, I can take care of that. But that was not at all what the doctor meant. I had to go fill a prescription. Now, Big Fatty, I'm going to tell you, filling this prescription nearly caused a blowout because I was so angry.
Oh, okay.
But I called Big Fatty and I said, Big Fatty, I hate to bother you and you're such a good friend. Do you mind running me to the pharmacy to fill this prescription? You know, like I would feel safer. I don't think I should be driving. I can't see out of one eye. And what does Big Fatty say?
And I said, we'll just take you to assisted living because you know.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
I'm leaving town.
Right, and so I had to drive myself to the pharmacy.
I felt bad. And did you have a cocktail while you were there?
I needed one when I got back because the one bottle of drops was $88.
Holy shit!
Yeah. Now, when I called,
you know, I've heard on a I've got a lot to say or whatever the hell that thing is called.
Right,
how
right.
You felt taken advantage of over your prescriptions.
Well, that continued. So they said you really need these prescriptions, and I said, well, I'm fat, and they said that's why you need them, and then. So they said, where do you want to call it? And I said, call it into the CVS at the Target because they know me there. And so I called them right after I got off the phone with you and I said, hi, it's Lair. And they said, oh, Vader. And she said, okay, well, let me apply your insurance. And that's going to be $40, which is about what most of these things cost because our insurance is garbage. And she said, but I don't have any. I can get it by Monday. And this was Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, that's not gonna work. Can you check a different branch? And so she checked the Fat Acres branch, mm-hmm. and she said, oh, they have it. So I said, okay. So she said, it's gonna be about $42. And I said, yep, that's what I expected. So they transfer the prescription. It sends me a text saying it's ready. I pull up and she said, that'll be $88 or whatever. And I said,
no. I thought you meowed.
No, that's a hungry kitty. That's a hungry kitty. I said, no, it's 42. I just talked to the pharmacist. Well, how would she know how much it cost? And I'm like, and so Big Fatty, the confrontation ended with me throwing my charger plate, my American Express, at her. Right. And she said, I'm sorry. And as I drive away, she says, I'm sorry. And I'm giving her the finger. And I said, no, you're not. I will not be going back there. And I have to refill it two more times.
Did you do a COVID test while you were waiting?
No. I went through the drive-thru. But
that's where they do that.
Oh. I don't see how. But okay. Anyway.
It's not done rectally. Now, let me ask you this.
Yeah. So, ask away.
I know there's another medical malady, and it's on your forehead. First of all, we want to know how it happened, but it reminds me of Miss Kathy Bacon's a wreck in a ditch near Stillwell. But she was on the motor scooter.
Right, she was on her Vespa, and it looks like
either you were trying to imitate her or she was trying to imitate you.
So here's how mine happened. It was not okay. It was not on my Vespa, or even my moped. It was 5 o'clock in the morning. Picture it, Ladson.
5 a.m. in the morning.
Yes, picture it, Ladson. 5 a.m. in the morning.
Okay.
I get out of Big Mama's minivan.
Right.
Because he picked me up on time, which, you know, we always enjoy. Right. And
you enjoyed it more than he did.
Right. They ushered me in, and they said, have a seat. We're going to ask you some questions, and then you can come back. Like, you can take your personal items back out to Big Mama. And I said, okay. And so I go in, and I go to sit down. And this is a place that cuts your eye open for a living. That's all they do at this place.
Right.
So you're thinking, gosh, like, it would be, there certainly wouldn't be any sort of issues there. Like, they wouldn't have anything that required extreme depth perception, like, to see. So I go to sit down, and there's, like, plastic plexiglass to separate me from Hort, who's like taking my charger plate, and except it was sharp on the top edge, and I just scraped my forehead right on it.
Well,
so,
you know, it's so sad to see him go downtown like that.
And I was angry, and she was like, is this how today is gonna go? And I was like, I don't know, you tell me.
Well, that sounds about right. Now, when you went in to see the doctor, were you asked to remove your trousers?
No. Because it's a shame.
Pants, the Pants Off Express did not come by to see you then.
It's a shame. I got to start it. No, I had to start. It was at the end. I had to start it over.
Ah. Okay.
I laid down.
Brian in Boston, doesn't it?
Right. It does. It's good times. But I laid down, and you know they put all those things in me, the IV and all that, and then. About an hour
involved since it was a detached rectum.
Yes, and okay. So the anesthesiologist came by.
Anesthesiologist. Okay.
Yes, he came by, and he said, "Hi, Larry. I'm Dr. blah blah blah." And I said, "Oh, well, I usually just called you Michael at the PatricksPubOnline.com." And
what?
At the PatricksPubOnline.com.
Well, what did you used to do when you went to the PatricksPubOnline.com?
Well, I did many things.
Okay.
And so he said, you know, and I said, yes. And I said, I'm Larry, not Mr. Vader. And I took my surgical, because I, you know, put a surgical hat on you to keep your hair out of your face.
Orange?
Yes. I specifically requested the orange one. And they gave me a red one, but it was an orange surgical cap. And so I took it off, and he said, oh, hi. And he said, do you want the good stuff? And I said, no, I don't want any stuff. And he said, really? And I said, yeah. So they did not put me to sleep for the surgery. They just put in a block around my eye so that I couldn't feel anything. But, yeah.
Now, are you still dragging your back legs?
I am, and I'm dragging my butt like Miss Melinda Miranda on the carpet. Mm-hmm.
So you can't you that's how you do a wet cleanup. Is that it?
Oh my god, you done it again.
Yes.
Young Nicholas can only hear one side of all of this,
and it's
still laughing like there's no tomorrow.
And it's sad because it's your side.
It is sad. It's what?
Yeah. It's sad because it's your side.
How dare you?
Yeah.
How dare you? Now he'll listen to this one because he'll listen so he can hear himself laugh.
He's developing a little bit of the granny giggle in the background.
Oh,
there.
You should see the two of them together. They are like fucking twins.
It's who knew you could go downtown at such a young age.
Oh,
so
trust.
Yeah. So anyway,
go ahead.
We got to move this along at a professional pace because I have to put in drops about every 20 minutes, it seems like. So,
okay.
So Big Fatty, should we talk about your weekend or do they just need to listen to your little show?
Yeah, they just listen to that Monday show.
Okay. Well, I think it's time.
I'll just say this. Oh. It was so nice to see Craig is all I got to say. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay, well, I'll have to think about that for a second, but I think it's time we do this.
We've been waiting for you. It's time to play Dead or Alive.
I don't think that was quite at the beginning, but anyway, Big Fatty, this is the game where you give me the name of someone famous who is born on today, and I tell you if they're dead or alive, but who they are as well.
Okay. Louis Gohmert.
Dead.
Okay.
And
Louis Gohmert.
I would say that he was a French impressionist artist.
Actually, Louis Gohmert is alive, and he is an American politician. He's currently in the
COVID wing.
Representatives.
Oh, COVID wing. Okay.
From Pittsburgh, Texas, and he's the one that didn't want to wear the mask, and then he got the COVID, and then wearing the mask.
Perfect.
Sometimes he goes by Karen. I don't know. Robert Redford.
Okay. So I believe he's alive still. He's a director. Like he's directed a whole lot of things. You know, lots of independent films. The Sundance Channel, I believe, even he started. So,
that is correct. Robert Redford, he is alive. He's born in 1936, though, so he's getting up there.
Ooh, almost as old as you.
No, almost as old as Granny.
Oh.
Let's just see here now.
Faster.
Bob Woodruff?
Which one? I think I just emailed with one via the coal mine. I'm gonna go with Alive. I think that he was on St. Elsewhere, wasn't he? The actor on St. Elsewhere.
On St. Elsewhere, Bob Woodruff, famous for his. Making that sound on St. Elsewhere. Actually, he was part of the Watergate. The Watergate mess. Oh, you weren't even close on that one.
No.
And there was one other one I wanted to. I'm gonna ask you this one anyway. Richie Cunningham.
Well, that's a character, not a person, right?
No, this is a person.
Because the Richie Cunningham I knew was. Opie as well, who's very much alive. Oh dear Lord, Big Fatty, I've still got the anesthesia mind, mind.
Okay, right, you're just going downtown. Richie Cunningham is a football kicker for the Dallas Cowboys. Miss Bacon, I bet you, and he is from Louisiana. So,
well, wow, I didn't do so well today.
No, you didn't.
So, again, I don't cheat, people. I don't cheat.
Try to make up one more?
Quickly, yes.
Shelley Winters.
I think she's alive. She's an actress. She was on many things. Cheers, I believe, is what most people would know her for.
No, Shelley Winters was not on Cheers. She was in the Poseidon Adventure.
Right.
And, she was
the one that was the Molly Brown character, and she said, I'm going to swim, but she didn't swim.
She
did. She made it.
Anyway, she's dead. Okay. She died in 2006.
I feel like I should have known
right,
that.
So
but
you didn't
that was
redeem
your...
yourself. So
anyway. No. I all thought right. she... Anyway. Well, Big Fatty, we have to do something that you are... I tell you what, for anyone who doesn't know, Big Fatty is absolutely has hung up on me. I'm not editing that out.
The studio audience is losing their shit now. Right. Anyway, did that ruin?
He can't stop hanging up on the little show. Bless his heart. Let's just wait. I guess he's gonna call back. Do I have any waiting music? I feel like
I did it again.
I've got the waiting music ready for when you do it the next time.
No, I'm good now.
All right.
Now, did that record all of that?
Oh, yes, all of that. All of that.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Poor Big Fatty. Speaking of people who have gone downtown.
Yes.
Let's do...
About Vera?
No, let's do this.
All right. Oh, you big fat thing.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Just a little bit.
A sham, and oh, all he wants is ham,
and I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
I mean, who would have thought that we would have gotten a voice letter?
Well, it's probably someone who is
very busy. Yeah. By the way, Big Fatty, if you want to send a voice letter, how do you
somebody? How do you do it?
Yeah, how do you do it?
I couldn't fucking tell you.
Send us
the slightest idea.
send us a little audio file, recording to Meh, so M-E-H.
There's no voice letter number.
No. But let's play, so anyway, send it to Meh, M-E-H, at thelfc.online.
Let's see who could be bothered to send us a voice letter.
Okay.
Hello, fellas. This is Chris from Tennessee and New Jersey and Tennessee calling. I feel like old days when I used to call into the LFC, so it's good to be able to do that again. I am just catching up with the little show. I apologize that I have been so delayed in doing that. It feels rude since you're doing it just for me and Daniel Bieber, and apparently now for Miss Nessa and La Lauren. But
mostly just Lauren.
Glad that you're back, and I do have a question for you. Mr. Vader,
I don't have music.
You had mentioned on one of your previous little shows that you had been binge-watching the one, the only season of Golden Palace. I'm just curious, how did you do that? Because I've been looking for that forever and a day. They've never done a proper release, to my knowledge, either on disc or on the streaming platforms. And so I'm just wondering if I have
creative,
unquote, to find it lurking out there somewhere. So anyway, glad you guys are back. You're fat.
Oh, you're fat.
No. Yeah, I was about to say, I know you, Chris. You're fat.
Go any further. You went to some RC Cola and Moon Pie event with him, didn't you?
No. I went to the RC Cola and Moon Pie Festival with extra special Chris.
Oh, okay.
But we had martinis, buy one, get one martinis with Chris from Tennessee and New Jersey in Tennessee that evening, and then he drove us back to our hotel but couldn't figure out how to turn his headlights on in his car, so we just drove down the street in the dark.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So basically, anyway. So anyway, Golden Palace.
Yeah, that was the Golden Girls spinoff, and it's on YouTube. I will see if I can...
How difficult that is to find, you know.
I know. If you just search Golden Palace, the whole season, minus commercials, is in very low quality right on YouTube. So, yeah, that's how I did it. It just showed up one day in my feed. But I think that's the only voice letter we have, so...
And
Hamming It Up with Big Fatty are chosen directly from our voice letter box. So if you'd like to participate, dial 206-339-6FAT.
Oh, no, don't do that. Don't do that.
206-339-6FAT. Larry?
Whew, Big Fatty, don't call that number. It doesn't work. I mean, it might work, but it doesn't come to us, so.
We should call it one day.
Should we do that live on the little show?
Sure, why not?
Yeah. Well, Big Fatty, boy, this has been a shit show of a train wreck, of a hootenanny, of... Ooh, it's been a lot. I was just looking to see. Yeah.
By the way, I just meant to compliment you earlier on the new jewelry you've gotten.
Oh, my crazy band? Oh, I meant to talk about my crazy band. So... Yeah. I have to wear this plastic band. It looks kind of like a wristband that you get to get into a rave or something, except...
So you can drink.
Right. Except the back, if you can see it, it's got like all the medical stuff on it. And it's because I have gas in my eye. And so I have to wear this until the gas eventually is gone and the doctor...
Sounds like some of it just came out.
Just a little bit. Okay. So when I go back to see the doctor, he'll... See, it's just, you know... So when he'll determine if the gas is out of my rectum, and if it is, they'll cut the band off. But I used to go out to lunch downtown Charleston, and there's a medical university there, but also a VA. And... the restaurants in that strip, you know, there's every fast food chain known to man.
Wait, just out of curiosity, is the restaurant near the VA called Larry's or Larry the Veteran?
Correct. And so, but the homeless people who had been in the hospital, you know, overnight for whatever reason would wander in and they would have on these bands still. And so I'm very self-conscious about going out and about in my medical band. So, that's all I got about that. By the way, I do have one more housekeeping update, and I promise next week we'll do a this, that, or the other. And
by housekeeping,
you know,
are you going to tell us about cleaning up more cat vomit?
It is never ending. Never ending being here. Have lost my track. I came across something in my inbox from 2006 that I thought I would play.
Okay.
That is not... We have called this the Tropical Skull for forever. I read the email. This is from Darren in Gainesville. I cannot find... The email address he used doesn't work. I can't find him on any social media. So, Darren, I really wish I could reconnect with you. This was his... First of all, these are not electronic instruments. These are all recorded with a microphone and a keyboard or a... I don't know what these things are called.
What are those things that they sterilize medical instruments in? Autoclave.
Yes.
It was playing the autoclave.
He's playing the autoclave here. And this is his... This is meant to be the Skull Unplugged.
Oh, the Skull Unplugged.
We have been calling it the Tropical Skull for 15 fucking years. And we have been insulting Darren. Which sounds very similar to Durwood. Did Durwood ever live in... No. No. Did not live in Gainesville. No.
Did not. Okay. However, he does drive like Mr. Magoo. But he did not live...
Magoo! You done it again!
All right. Yeah, okay. Well, can you believe I still have all of my voice letters and e-letters from 15, 14 years ago?
Maybe you can play one of the old ones from Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee one time.
I possibly could. And I would do that right now, but that is too much.
It's too much.
It'll probably blow my eye out. So, Big Fatty, do you have big... You... Yep, go ahead.
You have are you back at the coal mine this week?
No, next week. So,
okay.
Yep, I could possibly go back Friday. It depends what they tell me on Thursday, but probably not. So I don't actually.
Probably not going to be. Well, you just even if they say you can go to work, you just call in and say I just can't see coming to work today.
Right. Well, so actually, I don't have any vision in my rectum still. Rectum. So I can't drive. I mean, I have driven twice, but both of those times were, I mean, it pretty much ended.
Okay.
So I need to lower that audio a little bit on that one. But yeah, so I don't think I'm going back anytime soon, but I also don't really know. Ooh.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was wondering when that was going to finally start.
It never is when it was going to finally start. Never.
Okay.
So,
did you do something wrong?
No, I have to start it manually. That's why I'm always watching the clock.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, we don't. Yeah. Although, well, I did figure out how to use the banjo band with all this set up. So, and record right into it. And so we'd have our own tracks. Ooh. Yeah, so... Okay. Everyone,
well,
two shit Sammy of his shows. I'm sorry.
And, thanks to Gravitas, hopefully we didn't blow your rectum out this week.
Right. Well, I hope not. So, everyone, I want to thank you so much for ruining it. Thank you for being here. Really appreciate it. Please send us an email or a voice file or audio file, meh@thelfc.online. You can find us at all the other usual places, Twitter, Facebook.
Oh my God. Ooh, you're sweating like you're fat.
I am. Oh my God. I am sweating. Ooh.
Ooh.